English exam, section 1, listening.
Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. Deep under the Earth's crust, Moville Cave harbours a hidden world that has fascinated scientists with its extraordinary and isolated ecosystem. This remarkable cave, estimated to be around 5 million years old and located in Romania, has revealed a host of unique and mysterious discoveries. Within its depths, scientists have encountered a diverse array of specialised organisms, including unique species of bacteria, fungi, invertebrates, and even eyeless, colourless animals that have adapted to the complete absence of light. The unique aspect of Moville Cave lies in its isolation from the outside world. The cave's thick walls, limited airflow, and unique geology create an ecosystem that has been cut off from the surface for millions of years. Its ecosystem exhibits a remarkable level of interdependence. Organisms have adapted to specific niches, each playing a vital role in maintaining the delicate equilibrium. For example, some bacteria consume toxic hydrogen sulfide, while other organisms, such as tiny crustaceans, rely on the bacteria for sustenance. Many of the species found within the cave are found nowhere else on Earth, making them of immense scientific interest. Moville Cave's isolated ecosystem also holds great significance for astrobiology and the search for life beyond Earth, because it provides valuable insights into the potential for life to thrive in inhospitable environments. By studying the resilience and adaptability of Moville Cave's inhabitants, scientists can refine their understanding of the conditions that may support life on other planets or moons. The ecosystem of Moville Cave calls for diligent conservation efforts to ensure its long-term survival. Conservation measures, such as regulating visitor access, monitoring air and water quality, and raising public awareness, are vital to preserving the integrity of this exceptional ecosystem. Moville Cave's scientific value and contribution to our understanding of evolution, ecology, and astrobiology underscore the need for responsible stewardship. Collaborations between scientists, local communities, and conservation organizations are crucial for implementing sustainable management practices and preserving this invaluable natural heritage. In addition to conservation efforts, ongoing scientific research in Moville Cave continues to shed light on the intricacies of its ecosystem. Further exploration using advanced techniques such as genetic analysis and microbial ecology studies holds promise for unraveling even more secrets from this ancient and isolated cave. Deep under the Earth's crust, Moville Cave harbours a hidden world that has fascinated scientists with its extraordinary and isolated ecosystem. This remarkable cave, estimated to be around 5 million years old and located in Romania, has revealed a host of unique and mysterious discoveries. Within its depths, scientists have encountered a diverse array of specialized organisms, including unique species of bacteria, fungi, invertebrates, and even eyeless, colorless animals that have adapted to the complete absence of light. The unique aspect of Moville Cave lies in its isolation from the outside world. The cave's thick walls, limited airflow, and unique geology create an ecosystem that has been cut off from the surface for millions of years. Its ecosystem exhibits a remarkable level of interdependence. Organisms have adapted to specific niches, each playing a vital role in maintaining the delicate equilibrium. For example, some bacteria consume toxic hydrogen sulfide, while other organisms, such as tiny crustaceans, rely on the bacteria for sustenance. Many of the species found within the cave are found nowhere else on Earth, making them of immense scientific interest. Moville Cave's isolated ecosystem also holds great significance for astrobiology and the search for life beyond Earth, because it provides valuable insights into the potential for life to thrive in inhospitable environments. By studying the resilience and adaptability of Moville Cave's inhabitants, scientists can refine their understanding of the conditions that may support life on other planets or moons. The ecosystem of Moville Cave calls for diligent conservation efforts to ensure its long-term survival. Conservation measures, such as regulating visitor access, monitoring air and water quality, and raising public awareness, are vital to preserving the integrity of this exceptional ecosystem. Moville Cave's scientific value and contribution to our understanding of evolution, ecology, and astrobiology underscore the need for responsible stewardship. Collaborations between scientists, local communities, and conservation organizations are crucial for implementing sustainable management practices and preserving this invaluable natural heritage. In addition to conservation efforts, ongoing scientific research in Moville Cave continues to shed light on the intricacies of its ecosystem. Further exploration using advanced techniques such as genetic analysis and microbial ecology studies holds promise for unraveling even more secrets from this ancient and isolated cave. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Drinking several cups of coffee daily reduces the risk of suicide in men and women, according to a new study by researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health. The authors reviewed data from three large US studies and found that the risk of suicide for adults who drank 2 to 4 cups of caffeinated coffee per day was about half that of those who drank decaffeinated coffee or very little or no coffee. Caffeine not only stimulates the central nervous system, but may act as a mild antidepressant by boosting production of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. Drinking several cups of coffee daily reduces the risk of suicide in men and women, according to a new study by researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health. The authors reviewed data from three large US studies and found that the risk of suicide for adults who drank 2 to 4 cups of caffeinated coffee per day was about half that of those who drank decaffeinated coffee or very little or no coffee. Caffeine not only stimulates the central nervous system, but may act as a mild antidepressant by boosting production of certain neurotransmitters in the brain. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. One of the earliest evidence of tattoos comes from mummies in ancient Egypt. The ink on their bodies is the earliest known evidence of tattoos depicting images. There was a wild bull and a sheep on the male's arm, and symbols resembling the letter S on the female's arm. Though researchers can only speculate on what the tattoos meant to the bearers, they could have been status symbols or proof of the wearer's skills, such as bravery or knowledge of ritual practices. The differences between the male and female mummies' tattoos suggest some kind of gender or social system. One of the earliest evidence of tattoos comes from mummies in ancient Egypt. The ink on their bodies is the earliest known evidence of tattoos depicting images. There was a wild bull and a sheep on the male's arm, and symbols resembling the letter S on the female's arm. Though researchers can only speculate on what the tattoos meant to the bearers, they could have been status symbols or proof of the wearer's skills, such as bravery or knowledge of ritual practices. The differences between the male and female mummies' tattoos suggest some kind of gender or social system. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. There are different kinds of dog breeds in the world, all of them with their own unique features. One dog breed, which has a pretty uncanny feature, is the Basenji. Usually found in Central Africa, it is a dog breed which is unable to bark. The reason for this is that their larynx has a very unusual structure, which can only produce a yodel-like sound. For this reason, they are also known as the barkless dogs. Also, these dogs are very moody, and according to their moods, they may even growl or howl. Even though they are not capable of barking, and we humans thought only we had mood swings. There are different kinds of dog breeds in the world, all of them with their own unique features. One dog breed, which has a pretty uncanny feature, is the Basenji. Usually found in Central Africa, it is a dog breed which is unable to bark. The reason for this is that their larynx has a very unusual structure, which can only produce a yodel-like sound. For this reason, they are also known as the barkless dogs. Also, these dogs are very moody, and according to their moods, they may even growl or howl. Even though they are not capable of barking, and we humans thought only we had mood swings. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. The pandemic may have scuppered international travel, but the popularity of domestic camping holidays is on the rise. Opportunities to roast marshmallows are being snapped up by holidaymakers, with many sites fully booked up until September. However, there has been an unprecedented rise in rubbish dumping around the campsites, with rangers spending up to 20% of their time cleaning up the debris left behind. So, be a responsible camper. Also, if you camp often, invest in sustainable items. You can even buy a tent, which is built to last a lifetime. The pandemic may have scuppered international travel, but the popularity of domestic camping holidays is on the rise. Opportunities to roast marshmallows are being snapped up by holidaymakers, with many sites fully booked up until September. However, there has been an unprecedented rise in rubbish dumping around the campsites, with rangers spending up to 20% of their time cleaning up the debris left behind. So, be a responsible camper. Also, if you camp often, invest in sustainable items. You can even buy a tent, which is built to last a lifetime. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. The darkened passageways inside Germany's Hohlfeld's cave get even spookier when you imagine the sounds of flutes echoing through the caverns. This is the archaeological site where the world's oldest musical instruments, 43,000-year-old bone flutes made of vulture wing and mammoth tusk, have been found. The earlier musicians clearly had leisure time not only to play, but to make their own instruments. The darkened passageways inside Germany's Hohlfeld's cave get even spookier when you imagine the sounds of flutes echoing through the caverns. This is the archaeological site where the world's oldest musical instruments, 43,000-year-old bone flutes made of vulture wing and mammoth tusk, have been found. The earlier musicians clearly had leisure time not only to play, but to make their own instruments. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
A curious tombstone can be found in a graveyard in Hertfordshire, England. On it reads, "In memory of William Mead, MD, who departed this life on the 28th of October 1652, aged 148 years." By the year 2022, no one on record has lived to be 148. So how is that possible? Well, it's said that in life, Mead cooked up medicines, amongst which was an elixir for long life. Following his death, Mead's wife saw a business opportunity, exaggerated his age at death, and had it carved onto the tombstone. How better to market an elixir for long life than boast the century and a half age at death of its creator? A curious tombstone can be found in a graveyard in Hertfordshire, England. On it reads, "In memory of William Mead, MD, who departed this life on the 28th of October 1652, aged 148 years." By the year 2022, no one on record has lived to be 148. So how is that possible? Well, it's said that in life, Mead cooked up medicines, amongst which was an elixir for long life. Following his death, Mead's wife saw a business opportunity, exaggerated his age at death, and had it carved onto the tombstone. How better to market an elixir for long life than boast the century and a half age at death of its creator?
End of the listening section.